Mission Mishaps Entry 8, SI-5 Surveillance Log, Entry CRT-004.
Mr. Jacoby!
Would you do me the favor of stepping into my office for a moment? If you would be so kind.
Just a moment, sir. I'm in the middle of some very sensitive work, which I would love to put on hold to step into your office right this instant. Yes, sir. Of course.
Good.
You too, Doctor.
But sir, I...
Office, now!
Yes, of course, sir. I would be delighted to... Why are we in trouble? Did you do something again?
I don't know.
Thank you for joining me here. Please, have a seat. Mr. Jacoby, would you please tell me what this is?
Do you mean like in a broader, more philosophical sense? Or, it looks like a progress report on all of our active missions.
Very good. Very good. Dr. Maxwell, how would you characterize the progress of your work to date?
There's all kinds of ways that you could answer that question.
In a word, please.
How's it going?
I'd say great?
Great?
Yes, just great. It's going great.
Mr. Jacoby, would we agree with that characterization? Does that sound right to you?
Yeah? Yeah. I think that great's a pretty, great word for where we're at.
You think so?
Yes. I mean, the reports are all in, and prep is going well for the next week's deployment. So, as far as I can see, everything is perfectly... there's that.
Mm-hmm. Eloquent as always, Jacoby. Why did I ever doubt that things would be perfectly... there's that. Maxwell?
Well, sir, it's possible that I overstated the progress on the...
Greatly overstated?
I'm just saying that... Oh. Oh, God! It's a message from... It looks like the Quasar data processor... It's developed a binary fault in its cortical network.
Oh, no! Not a binary fault in the quantic cortical... that's bad!
Yes! Yes, it is! I need to go deal with this right now.
Do you need help with that emergency?
Oh, that's very nice of you, but I should be just fine. You lousy... On second thought... Yes! I'd love some help, Jacoby.
I thought you might.
Someone needs to shut off the left particle beam from inside the radiation chamber.
Sounds delish. We should get on it right away. Yes?
Yes, we should. So, excuse us, Major, but we're just gonna go deal with this super quickly.
Like, so fast. You'll barely know we've gone.
Although now that I think about it, it is a pretty tricky process, so it could take a couple of hours.
Or days.
Days, yes. definitely a possibility. So don't wait for us or anything, Major.
How about we call you when we get done with it?
And yes, exactly. You should just do whatever you were going to do without the two of... But without the two of us, why is there clapping? What does the clapping...
It means it didn't work, Maxwell.
Damn it.
Have a seat. Both of you are better operatives than you are actors. Just out of curiosity, what was that alert actually about, Doctor?
The Chinese food I ordered is waiting for me downstairs.
Chinese food. I hope it goes without saying that I am furious and this is unacceptable.
Yes, sir. But...
No. You know the rules. There will be no buts after a yes, sir. You know that.
Yes, sir.
Better. Now, what has gotten into the two of you? Are you that desperate to weasel your way out of tonight?
Yes.
Like, completely desperate.
Desperately desperate.
That was rhetorical. Also, tough. You both knew this job would require some unusual assignments.
Yeah, but not like this. This is different.
Why?
Because I don't do holiday parties.
Oh, yes, you do, Mr. Jacoby. Yes, you do. No matter what your hilariously misinformed RSVP says to the contrary.
But, sir, to be perfectly frank, I could really use that extra time to work on
but
my...
Doctor, I thought all your active missions were going great.
Yes. Yes, I did say that.
And did you lie?
No, sir.
Ergo, happy holidays.
What about my excuse?
What was your excuse?
That I don't do holiday parties?
Exactly. I did not dignify it with a response. You are both attending this holiday party. Do you need me to say mandatory again?
But why is it so important that we all...
Ooh, careful, Maxwell. What are the first three rules of the SI-5 handbook?
Don't ask any unnecessary questions. Don't ask any frivolous questions.
Very good. And?
Don't ask any questions.
Precisely. This is Goddard Futuristics. You do not ask why. You trust that you were given orders for a reason. You attend the holiday party. I will see both of you with eggnog and gingerbread cookies at 2100 hours. Do not disappoint me. Anything else? Jacoby.
What if we, hypothetically, didn't have anything to wear to this occasion?
Oh, me too. I might also be in that hypothetical situation.
Well, I'm sure that two operatives of your caliber will have no trouble in acquiring appropriate outfits in the ample time.
2 hours isn't exactly ample time. I mean,
the
ample time.
Very ample time before the start of the party.
But it...
Doctor, beg it, borrow it, steal it, I don't care. Just find something and get there before Cutter starts the Secret Santa exchange. Now, if there isn't anything else...
My mother just died!
Excuse me?
My very dear mother just died. Tragically.
Maxwell, we all know that you don't talk to your mother.
My mother just died?
No, Jacoby.
I'm sick!
I caught it from her!
Enough! This discussion is over. I will see you at 2100 if I do not hear you both caroling first.
But
you are going to be festive,
sir,
and merry, and we are all going to have a wonderful, jolly time. Right?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Sir.
Excellent. Now, get the hell out of my office and go back to work. Oh, and Jacoby Maxwell from the leadership at Goddard Futuristics. Happy holidays.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written by Michelle Agresti and directed by Gabrielle Urbina. The role of Kepler was played by Zach Labresco. The role of Jacoby was played by Noah Mazur. And the role of Maxwell was played by Michelle Agresti. Original music by Alan Rohde. Visit us at wolf359.fm for more information on the show.